The presidential candidates are debating the past and future of Iraq. President Bush spoke to the UN General Assembly yesterday, and he defended his decision to launch the war. He also asked for help with Iraqi reconstruction. Senator John Kerry says the president lacks credibility to bring more countries to the fight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Bush told the United Nations that the U.S. will stand with the people of Iraq until their hopes for freedom and security are fulfilled. Speaking to the General Assembly, Mr. Bush called on other countries to provide more help.
The UN and its member nations must respond to Prime Minister Alawi's request and do more to help build an Iraq that is secure, democratic, federal, and free.
Mr. Bush got a subdued reception at the UN. Listeners applauded only when his speech was over. Just last week, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said it was illegal for the U.S. to invade Iraq without Security Council approval. Yesterday, Mr. Bush defended his decision to go to war, and later, in a joint news conference with Iraq's prime minister, he said progress is being made. But even some Republicans, like Senators Chuck Hagel and Richard Lugar, have begun to question the president's upbeat assessments of Iraq, which are at odds with the president's own CIA intelligence forecast that sees tenuous stability at best. Mr. Bush brushed off those questions, saying despite the rising number of U.S. deaths in Iraq, there is a will to succeed.
We agree that the world is better off with Saddam Hussein sitting in a prison cell. And that stands in stark contrast to the statement my opponent made yesterday when he said that the world was better off with Saddam in power.
What Senator Kerry actually said Monday is that Saddam Hussein deserves his own special place in hell, but that his ouster by itself does not justify a war that Kerry argues has made America less secure.
Iraq was not the war on terror on the day that the president decided to go. The war on terror was Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, and Afghanistan. And he took his eye off that ball, transferred troops out from under General Frank, even before he had the permission of the Congress, and began to do the build-up for Iraq.
While Kerry has urged the president to seek more international cooperation in the reconstruction effort, he doubts that Mr. Bush can win such help, saying the president has rebuffed UN offers in the past.
Not one country has yet stepped up and put one troop on the ground to help protect the UN electorate, and the president hasn't led to get them to do so. This is his job. He's the president today, and Iraq is becoming more and more of a mess every single day.
Kerry's comments come in the middle of a campaign trip to Florida, his first in a month. During that time, many Floridians have been too preoccupied with hurricanes to pay close attention to the presidential race. A light rain was falling in Orlando last night as Kerry met up with his running mate, John Edwards. The two men made their way to a basketball arena for a raucous late-night rally.
Gentlemen, the next president and vice president of the United States, Senator John Kerry and John Edwards!
More than 10,000 people turned out for the rally, although some headed for the exits before Kerry finished speaking around 11 p.m. Nursing a raw voice with tea and lemon, Kerry told the crowd Floridians have set an example with the way they've weathered the storms.
Everybody has felt with you the losses, the suffering, but most importantly, the spirit. Florida has showed America how to fight, and we congratulate you.
Kerry says his Republican rivals have put him in a fighting mood. He also suggests the campaign has entered a new phase, one in which he says Americans deserve a real debate on Iraq and other issues. He and President Bush meet for their first face-to-face debate here in Florida 1 week from tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Orlando.